Hey, baby. No, nothing's wrong. Sorry, I had a really long day. Like always, I feel like lately. Ever since we decided that we were gonna go for the house, I just feel like I haven't said no to any shifts, and my boss loves it, and I love it when I get my paycheck, but I'm just tired. I know you were planning on, like, getting dinner and everything set up tonight. Do you mind if we just cuddle for a little bit? I'll order, like, Ethiopian food or whatever you're feeling tonight, and I'll even go pick it up. I could use the time in the car to just listen to music. But if you're okay with it, I'd really like to just even spend 20 or 30 minutes just cuddling, if that's okay. Yeah, I can wait a minute. I'll go relax and get ready, and you just join me when you're ready, all right? All right. That wasn't a minute. You can take your time, I'm serious. Besides, if you're busy, I can just. Sorry. Yeah. Here, come on. You can sleep on my side tonight. No, I'm not just saying that because I like your side better. I'm doing this for you. Come on. Just get in bed. Fine. You can have your side. But that means you have to jetpack for a minute. Yes, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Look, I don't make the rules. You and I have both read them. They're decided by a third party, unbiased counsel, and they said that if I give you your side when I'm already comfy, you have to jetpack for him. I'll bring it up at the next meeting, but you have to do it today. Those are just the rules. Thank you, baby. No, I don't need to tell you about my day. I'm okay. Well, you say you want to, but it's just boring. I don't know. Fine. I guess it just means that with work being so much, I feel like I don't always have as much time to be close to the people around me and with my friends and with my family. I can see them at holidays and that's okay. And I told myself that I was going to see you every night. How can you miss someone you fall asleep in bed next to every day? But I've realized that when I come home at night and I'm exhausted and I just pass out right when my head touches the pillow, doesn't really give me a lot of time to just be with you. And as much fun as it is doing meal prep on Sunday with you in the kitchen, I don't really get to just feel you. I don't feel your arms on me. I don't feel you against me. Not usually jetpacked on me like this, but I don't feel you close, I guess. I've been missing it for a couple days, but I guess it didn't feel serious. I know that's dumb. No, I know. Hey, I know it's dumb. That's why I told you today. All right. feel properly big spooned. Come on, roll over. No, I'm serious. Roll over. Come on. Come on. Hey. Atta girl. You know, I like it when you get big spoon and try to wrap your arm around me, but I have to admit that I just like feeling you here. I like feeling you just pressed up against me like that. Well, yes, I do like your butt, and I particularly like what you're backing it up against. But I'm not always just horny. Come on now. No. I just like feeling you like this. And I can be selfless. I mean it. I can be. I can't be. Absolutely, I can be. You think I can't be selfless for my beautiful wife? That's just silly. Here. Look at us right now. Take this as an example. I'm Big Spoon right now. I gave you your side of the bed. It's got to stand for something, right? Oh, God. It's not just a reason to get in your pants. I already told you I was going to buy you takeout tonight. That's usually enough. He could stop looking around so much. You don't really think I'm being too selfish, do you? No. Hey, just a no's okay. But if you're okay with it, I wouldn't mind an opportunity to prove that I can be selfless, you know. To prove that I love you. And that you don't need to always be the one to initiate when I've had a really long day. That I still think you're incredibly fucking gorgeous. I do. I feel bad that when you want to have sex, your horny ass husband isn't coming up behind you with all the extra energy he's got and putting it directly into you and your heart and the way that I touch your thighs that you like so much. I guess what I'm saying is, let me be that husband again. As tired and exhausted as I am, there's still a little bit of gas in the tank, and you deserve every bit of it for supporting me and our dream like you have been. And I'd like to show you what I dream about sometimes myself. These ones are just mine, though. I dream about you and my arms like this, but usually, my hand slips right over your waist, just like this. And you make that soft breathing sound, just like you're doing right now. Where you pretend to not be flustered, but your chest rises so visibly. Now, normally it ends in a very loud cream pie and, well, lots of other debauchery, but this is about you. You know, one of the advantages of being married is that I've spent a lot of time memorizing every little part of you. How to make you feel good. Here, let my fingers remind you just how much I love you and your body. And now I can't get enough of you. Will I tell you a few of the things that I love about you? God. You know, I brag about knowing every part of you, but it always feels like the first time when I'm with you. Every time you turn around to take off your underwear, even if you're already looking at me, Because you know I love the way your ass looks. It's like the first time. Each one, it's never boring, it's never the same, it's never some monotony. They're all burned into my mind. Each time you press that ass against me like you're doing right now, I feel how perfectly we fit together and get giddy just like we're back in college again. I think about how lucky I am, truly. I think about how everything that we've done has led to this. To holding a gorgeous woman in my arms, keeping her safe and loved and cared for, building our dream together. And right now I want you to know that that dream has taken so much of our priority, but I still love you. And the needs that you have, I want to take care of them. I know you have your toys, and I know that I've even bought you a couple of them, but that lump of steel doesn't know the way you like to be stretched right here, does it? Mm-mm. Tell me if it feels good, okay, baby? Oh, good girl. I think about us on the porch of our new home, looking over that hill that we're going to call ours. I can't wait to feel the wind, to feel the earth, to look at the rainfall landing on something that's ours. I couldn't imagine a better person to share it all with. I love you. I love you so fucking much, and it's moments like these are why I do it. It's not the big night I had planned. It's not the amazing memories. It's not vacations, no. It's every time you bend over to take off your panties and how you feel in my arms when we lay in bed together. It's the soft kiss you always give me before I get on an airplane. So that when you jump on me when I get back, it feels even more real again. It's the way you always compliment my suit and make some comment about my ass looking good, even though it's the same one I've had since our wedding. Every day that I wake up and I feel any bit less than beautiful, I remember that if I'm good enough for you, I'm good enough for me. And I mean, don't get me started on you. You are more than good enough for me. Every inch of you will stay with me for the rest of my life. When I close my eyes after we lay with each other, sometimes a little more aggressively than others, I can see your smile, your adorable cheekbones. You're there with me, but dreaming is never enough. I like hearing you. I like hearing your pretty voice. I like hearing that raspy breathing when my hands play with you like this. I like feeling you. I like slipping an arm underneath you and holding you tight to me so that when you take those short breaths, I feel them. I like how you want something a little bigger than my finger, and you keep rubbing yourself into me like that. I like the way that when I tell a story, you listen like I'm the only thing in the room. I like you, baby. And I like when you come for me. I like hearing you moan. I like hearing everything that leaves your lips. watching that transition of you from my beautiful wife, my gorgeous, stunning partner, becoming less and less until you're a whore for me. I love the way you ruin your hair, grinding it into the bed when I fuck you from behind. I love the way your toes curl and bunch up the mattress while my fingers explore your insides for the 1,000th time. I love how every time I rail you, you scream like a good girl without being prompted, as if you've never felt this cock fill you up before. I like how generous you are, always bucking your hips back into me, begging with your body. I like every part of you, baby. I want you to come for me. I want you to come for you. I want you to fall asleep in my arms after having the hardest orgasm of your day and be reminded of exactly why we ruin this bed as often as we do. It's not because I need it, is it? No. It's because my gorgeous wife, deep down, even during meetings at grocery stores in the car, can't stop thinking about what I do to her. Baby, come for me. Come for me in my arms, grip my bicep and dig your fucking nails in. I want to feel it. Attica. Scratch me like that. Feel my cock fucking rise in my goddamn boxers every time you do that. Oh, God, baby. I love you. I love you. Oh, God, that's got you worked up, doesn't it? I love you. I love you, baby. I love your moans and your whimpers, and I love when you come around my fingers. Come on, baby. Come for me. Atta girl, come for me. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, atta girl. Oh, God. Perfect. I really am kind of tired. Suppose working two jobs can do that. Just fall asleep with me. Okay. No, shush. Come on, get a little closer. Oh, yes, you can. Come on, a little closer. Atta girl. I love you, baby.